This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, blissed. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Alex is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota at Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, are you blissed?
Yes.
Dr. Shealy, I am so excited. But before I mention why I'm excited, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us?
No, just every stuff.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Oh, well, the one thing I had in mind, especially in mind, is that probably the Weather Bureau has been wrong more the last 3 days than any time in history.
Yeah.
They missed every single prediction.
Mm-hmm.
Typical government.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's difficult to farm when you rely on those guys.
Yeah. You do better just to look out the window.
Yeah. Dr. Shield, do you remember the Farmer's Almanac?
Oh, yeah. I use it all the time. That's how I plant my garden, the old gardening calendar.
Well, in the 1950s, 1960s, maybe the 70s, you could look in the Farmer's Almanac at any particular day, and it would tell you the weather. And they printed that over a year in advance. They would tell you what the weather was going to be. It was predictable back then. That was before we decided that we needed to change that. We needed to modify the weather to suit whoever had the highest bribe.
The manufactured climate change and all the other government evil doings. Period.
Right, right. Well, Dr. Shealy, over the weekend, I think I have completed all the required studying necessary for me to, and I'm petitioning Dr. Shealy here, necessary for me to receive my certification in the Dr. Norman Shealy School of Detachment.
As our Australian friends would say, good on you, mate.
Well, I have arrived at this point. Now, Dr. Shealy, I will admit publicly that it took me a while, years, to fully understand what you meant by detachment. And let me tell you what I think it means, and you tell me if I have successfully completed my studies or whether I need to go back for, study some more. So I can teach by example. So here's an example. So I see something that one of our, friends, family, neighbors is doing that I know can be done better, easier, faster, smarter, less mistakes, cost less, in every way better, okay, based on my experience. And what I used to do is say, I've got a suggestion for you. You might want to consider doing it this way. And then the person might say, well, let me talk it over with my family. I don't know, maybe. And then I'd see him again and I'd say, there is a better way. Well, maybe. Now, I don't do that. I only do it once. I offer advice once. Now, if that person kind of, well, maybe, I don't know, let me think about it. I don't do it anymore with that person. I offer no more advice, none, on any topic. If I see a friend who needs to get out of a jam, whatever the jam is. Let's say they make a mistake and they need a phone call to be made to because they don't know how to do it. I could say, and I have said, I'll tell you what, how about if I make a phone call for you? I know I can fix this. I know that I can get you that refund that you deserve. It's really simple. Would you like me to do that? Well, let me check with my wife. I don't know. Let me check with my husband. I only do that once. I don't do it anymore. Even though I know that they haven't gotten that refund. A person I know is paying a higher amount for their telephone bill in our area, let's say a neighbor, and they're paying twice as much as I am, and the service is really bad. They don't get the same speeds I do on the internet. And I say, would you like me to help you? Here's what you can do, or here's what I can do. I'll do it for you. If you want to come over, we can do it together from our kitchen. You can be the person who starts the phone call, and you can say, I'd like to hand it over to Vincent. He'll explain what's happening, and I can get him, you know, a reduced rate based on poor service. Well, I don't know. Let me think about it. I don't do that anymore. I only ask once. So does that qualify for the Dr. Norman Shealy's School of Detachment certification?
it goes way beyond that, of course.
Well, please share with us what you mean by that, because I think everyone needs to hear this. At least our class does.
In other words, I think that 99%, and I'm being kind, only 99% of what the government does is crap. However, I'm not going to waste my energy trying to change it because I know I can't. And you know, it's going beyond friends and colleagues. It's looking at the broad picture of nuclear energy, of climate change, things that really can kill all of us. But, again, I wear it, I'm aware of it, I acknowledge it, and I detach the big picture.
Do you... I'm sure you've heard of Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yes.
And Going Galt, and where John Galt was the character in this novel that pulled back from society. He said, I'm not going to give, you know, like the government corporations, I'm not going to give industry who's in bed with the government corporations, I'm not going to give them any of my work. I'm pulling out, I'm not going to help them. Because they're oppressive. They're stealing from me, and they want to reward the incompetent. They want to reward the lazy. They want to reward those who are undeserving of the hard work of those who actually can produce work. So the more work you can produce, the more the system will take from you, demand from you, and the more they will give to the undeserving. So John Galt said, I'm not doing it anymore. Now,
I didn't realize his name was John.
I think that is also part of detachment. Would you say yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And I am there. I am John Galt. And in the book, Atlas Shrugged, and I've said this on the air before, the question is asked, who is John Galt? Who is John Galt? Who is John Galt? It's throughout the book, and you only find out at the end who John Galt is. And I really think it can be meant two different ways. Like, who is this person, John Galt? And then the other thing, the other way of taking this is, who is John Galt? Meaning, are you John Galt in addition to John Galt? How many of you are John Galt? How many of you are behaving as John Galt? How many of you have had enough and you're not going to contribute to the what they call the motor of society? And I am there. I'm not doing it. You know, I will help those who want help, and if I believe that I'm interfering with their whatever they're doing, looking at their smartphone while I'm trying to help them, if they appear disinterested, I cut it off right then and there. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter.
Right.
I'm not interested in trying to help people who do not want to be helped. That's what I'm saying.
You got it.
And Dr. Shealy, did you arrive at this thought of detachment because you read about it? Did you arrive at it because it was a necessity in your work as a medical doctor and surgeon? What led you to become detached or going galt?
Well, I honestly think it was learning autogenic training and practicing it back in 1972. In other words, when I learned about it in the fall of 1972, it quickly became obvious to me that this was an important way to reduce stress. And so I practiced it really religiously for 3 months. And now I just have to do it a minute or two a day. And that was that technique that taught me how to detach.
And are you saying that by not detaching, you would consume yourself with, let's call it, worry, stress, anxiety, because of things that you could not control? Meaning, you could lead a patient to health, but they may not take that advice, which could cause you stress, because you'd say, gosh, you know, if it just stop eating so much, he wouldn't weigh so much, and he wouldn't have the heart disease. And
yes, it, you know, I mean, if I allowed myself to get upset over people's failure to take care of themselves, I'd been dead long ago, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about one of the things I might say this time when I go up for the fourth time before the membership of the Laclede Electric Cooperative. And I was thinking about saying something absolutely outrageous, over the top. And that is saying to the audience of thousands of people, I care as much about you as you care about me.
In other words, not a slither.
Right, right, because they don't care. They don't care. And then I would explain what I mean, that if they don't care about themselves or me, why should I care about trying to protect them and their and lower their electric bill? That's it in a nutshell. We've got Trevor calling from New York. Trevor, welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you both?
Great. What's up?
Oh, you know, just craziness in the world, and I'm wondering what stress does to our brain long and short term.
Well, basically, stress of all kinds, physical, chemical, emotional, electromagnetic, etc., is damaging, and it leads to anxiety, guilt, anger, depression, and, well, waste of life energy.
Man.
Trevor, we're going into a break and just a few seconds. Can you hold through the break? Because
gladly.
Yeah. And I've got a comment about your question. Very interesting what I've been observing lately. It relates to USA Prepares, the instructors in the class. We'll be right back.
Fresh liquid whey was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense fresh liquid whey to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh liquid whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DynoVite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite
is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, medical doctor. Trevor in New York has called in. And Trevor, what you've asked intrigues me, and I'll tell you why. Over the last several months, I've noticed that I'll be thinking about something. Mm-hmm. And it'll be something I'm focusing on. And Joey in Michigan will call me. And I'll say, hey, Vin, I've been thinking about, and it'll be the same thing.
Yeah.
Or Rich Sheehan will call me, and it'll be something I've been thinking about. Or I'll call them, and they'll say, hey, Vin, I was thinking about the same thing. And you're doing the same thing, because the first thing I wanted to talk about after the introduction of the broadcast was exactly what you're talking about, how our nation is under stress. And there's a documentary that I believe is going to air tonight on HBO. We don't get HBO, but it's titled One Nation Under Stress, the documentary lifting the lid on American anxiety, which is exactly what Dr. Shealy defined your question as. Fascinating. So now here's the question, Trevor. Do you find... It's a little bit of a detour, but do you find that the things that we discuss on USA Prepares are some of the things that you have been thinking about without talking to us first?
Oh, certainly.
Does that happen to you?
Oh, certainly. Synchronicities are all over the place. You just got to have your eye out for them, you know? And
Dr. Shealy, your thoughts?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, synchronicity is the spice of life to me.
I like that.
Okay. Trevor, you had some more that you wanted to talk about, I'm sure.
Yeah. As Mr. Salente has said before, I think the fish is rotten from the head down, and I don't see clear thinking. I truly don't see clear thinking from the people that are supposed to be in charge. Have you seen any clear thoughts? I mean, you were just talking about Laclede, and they don't want to lower their prices. I try to get people to start gardens. They don't want to grow their own food. I just don't understand what people are thinking. What are they thinking?
Have you noticed that actually a huge majority of people don't take care of themselves, period?
I don't get it.
I mean, they don't eat right, they don't exercise, they don't sleep right, they smoke, they're overweight. You know, that is irresponsibility.
And I had a very great example. You just brought up smoking. When I was a child, my father would bowl at a league, in a bowling league, and this was back when you could smoke in bars and restaurants and this and that, and the place would just be totally like there was a fire going on. And I'm wondering, people smoke cigarettes and other things in this country and all over the world. Is sitting in cigarette smoke good? Obvious question, but what does sitting in cigarette smoke for, say, 1 hour a day do to your brain?
Well, it damages it. That's the easiest way to say it. It depends, to me, on everything else in your life because, stress is additive. It's not just one thing. It's all the possibilities.
Let's take that to the next level, Trevor. So we know that if you fly in an airplane, the air is recirculated about 10 or 11 times before you get fresh air. Okay? Well, if you look at the school buildings today, they're building schools with windows that do not open. Do not open. So you don't have to worry about, students climbing out the windows, right? but you don't get any fresh air. Or you get the amount of fresh air that the system will allow to be in, the intake will allow for the whole building. So if you go to an office building and you sit there behind your computer and you're typing information and you're making appointments for other people or whatever you do in these office buildings, I'm not really sure what they do that's actually productive, but they have a whole bunch of people doing these things sitting behind computers, and they don't get up except to use the restroom once in a while. They just sit there, and they're in a controlled environment that's toxic because they're rebreathing the air that the others have breathed in and out. They're breathing in all that dust from all the clothes of the movement of the people and the visitors who come into the building. They're breathing the toxins from that leach out of the carpeting and the paints and all the rest of it. And then you have the mold in the air conditioning system. That is toxic as well. So when we come back, Dr. Shuley, would you like to address that? Trevor, you're certainly welcome to stay with us if you'd like.
I would love to.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We have complete vindication.
Lawyers for President Trump say that they're very pleased at the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report and the Attorney General William Barr's four-page summary, which was made public yesterday. Rudy Giuliani says it was a complete exoneration of President Trump. saying it was better than what he expected considering who was conducting the probe.
It's quite clear that this group was hardly a group of Trump fans. It's made up of almost all Democrats, some of them very, very rabid partisans, including one who was a lawyer for the Clinton Foundation.
A new caravan of migrants is reportedly moving through Mexico towards the U.S. The National Migration Institute says about 1,200 migrants from Central America and Cuba had already crossed from Guatemala into Mexico, and they decided to form a caravan over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What?
Today,
God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Trevor in New York is with us. And we've been talking about stress, and we've been talking about how it can impact us. And this documentary, if you will, this investigative report with Dr. Sanjay Gupta, that's going to be airing on HBO, I believe tonight, talks about events in our lives that induce stress. Like, you're at work, and there's this loud, obnoxious coworker. And you go, geez, you know, I wish he'd be quiet. I'm trying to get some work done. The boss is going to be on me if I don't get this done. And that guy's just disruptive. He doesn't care. Or you get that phone call from a loved one with bad news. And what that does is, according to this article, is it drives up poor eating habits. It increases our potential to be rude to our friends and coworkers, and it causes a chain reaction. Dr. Shilley,
yep.
Any comments?
All the same. Everything affects everything.
Trevor, your thoughts?
Well, I'm thinking maybe people aren't consuming enough water, so their brain's drying up.
Well, that's part of it. You know, interestingly, I just had an email this morning from a man who said he started taking youth formula and was urinating too much. And I said, well, how much water are you drinking? Maybe. And it turns out he needs to be drinking 9 glasses a day, and he's drinking 6 and won't increase.
So he's roughly consuming 72 ounces or so?
Well, you know, eight ounces being a glass. You, whatever your weight is in pounds, divide it by 2, and you need that many ounces of water.
Yep, that sounds about right. And I have one more pretty pertinent question here. How important, in your opinion, do you think it is to be aware of things, even if they are scary? How important is that?
Well, I think it's important to be prepared for those things for which you can be prepared. So, yes, indeed, you need to make an analysis. Can I do something about it? Okay, detach. But if there is something I could do, am I able to do it? You need to do both things.
So consider your options and then plan accordingly.
Exactly.
Great.
Trevor, can you tell me and Dr. Shilley in our class an example of what you're talking about, things that are scary?
Well, for instance, not having enough money to buy a 5-pound bag of wheat to make bread, which brings me back to, why not start a garden? Half the time it's free. Maybe you could ask your neighbor. I mean, truly, if it's as easy as putting a seed in the ground and putting sticks up to keep the deer away from it, that's not too hard.
Right.
Trevor, I like the way you think. I love it.
Trevor, would you?
I couldn't have done it. Yes, sir?
I've got a burning question for you.
Sure.
Would you mind telling us a little bit about Trevor? Whatever you would. Who is Trevor from New York?
Well, my full name's Trevor Scott Keith. I was born in Rome, New York. I guess you could call me a millennial. I'm turning 28 this September, and I have come to realize that knowing things and being aware is a lot more important than having things. So I guess, well, you could have knowledge, so having awareness and spreading that awareness is so much more important than trying to propel yourself through life, because sometimes you need to pick other people up and try to inform them, because it feels good to help people. I mean, Dr. Shilley, would you consider that you can get oxytocin from helping somebody? Maybe walking.
That's a wonderful question, Trevor. Yes. In my opinion, there's only one purpose in life, that is to help other people, period. Now, you have to take care of yourself so that you're able to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly. But yes, oxytocin is created naturally if you care.
Perfect. Now,
Trevor, I'm fascinated with the way you are articulating your thoughts and your knowledge base. And I've been chastised a little bit around the house because I use the word millennials. And what I mean is most millennials. I don't mean all millennials. Obviously, you're not in that group that I'm thinking about that doesn't know how to do much. What is it that happened in your life that has exposed you to this thought process where you're looking at everything? I can tell you're a really bright person. That, by the way, that's why I invited you to call in. I got your email, and I was fascinated, and I responded the minute I saw it. I stopped everything to respond to you. So what happened to cause your awareness of things are not as they really seem?
I'll give you one story that will either shake you in your seat or will make you think, wow, synchronicity and the unseen. There's things going on around us all the time. We don't even notice it. From a young age, my grandmother was a very... you could say psychic. She just had something about her. And just, I think that it skipped a generation, and I've got her intuition. And I just feel that I've always known there's something more to every story. You know, somebody can tell you the story, but you really got to do your own research and be your own individual, because humans are very fickle naturally. And I feel that you need to trust but verify. That's all.
Trevor, I just want to say thank God there are people like you, whatever generation.
Yeah.
Because intuition really is critical to survival.
Well, how would Doc Ram put it? You're not what you eat, you are whom you feed. So that goes back to water and food. And once in a while, maybe you should fast, because you'll think clear and you'll be motivated to get tasks done throughout the day.
Oh, just let me ask you one more thing. What's your birthday?
September 14, 1991.
Ah, okay. You are a well-organized person.
Oh, kind of cursed and blessed by Mercury. I got to go around the sun quickly. I got to figure out stuff. I got to tell people things. It has to happen.
Good on you.
Trevor, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but Dr. Shealy, I can tell, is as intrigued with you as I am. And if you wouldn't mind, you've got my email address. Would you send me your phone number? I'd love to chat with you. And would you consider joining the faculty of USA Prepares and sharing with us some of the things that you see coming from your vantage point as a millennial, things that you like, things that you don't like, things that you see going right, things that you see not going right, and what we can do about it. Would you consider doing that?
I would love to. I would be honored.
Okay. Next
Great.
Question. Did you think that we might ask you that?
I did, but I didn't want to be conceited, so I came. I wanted to approach the situation with, how you say, just a little bit less chutzpah, I guess you could call it.
Trevor, I've probably got unending questions for you, but I've always asked the faculty members privately this question, people that have just joined the faculty. So let's ask you around this discussion worldwide. I've asked each member of the faculty individually, have you felt something, and I've called it an out-of-body presence, something guiding you, something telling you, something giving you that nudge that you need to share information with others in this kind of a format, meaning to be an instructor? All of us have. Have you?
Not necessarily. I've known that I must speak up, because if I don't stand up for my neighbor, who will be there to stand up for me?
Well, I would like to suggest that intuition is part of what Vince is talking about.
Yes. Yes.
Well, most definitely, that we have to trust our gut, our first instinct, because you could save somebody's life. And that's, you know, like you said, we're here to help. I mean, that's really what it's all about. It's not about you. It's about the whole, the community.
Trevor, did you go to school in upstate New York?
I graduated from Rome Free Academy in 2009, and I went to Mohawk Valley Community College.
Mm-hmm. And what did you...
I'm in the Adirondack State Park right now.
What did you concentrate on?
Culinary art, because my mother had told me one day, so you want to go for drawing and painting, huh? So, you know Picasso?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be poor, right? And I was like, well, not necessarily. And she's like, well, you're very good at cooking, so why don't you focus on a field that's applicable to life?
Mm-hmm. And you can draw and paint on a plate.
Exactly what every cook told me growing up. They said, you know, this is artwork too. And I always put it off, young man, strong in the head. And I'm grateful that I had the influences in my life, not just my parents, but the cooks and chefs that trained me. I can only be but grateful. That's all I can be.
What do you mean by strong in the head? Do you mean you don't take direction well?
You could say that. I take direction from the proper sources.
Dr.
Hey,
Shealy,
good on you, Trevor.
I am absolutely fascinated with this young man because he's exactly like the rest of us, which is why I invited him to be on the faculty. He doesn't take direction well. He thinks outside the box. He asks lots of insightful questions. He's probing. He's articulate. He's bright. I have to believe he's honest and has integrity. Those are the characteristics of the faculty and class of USA Prepares.
And give us hope for the millennial and the next generation.
Yeah. I think there is hope because we have to have it in order to get by. There's no other way. We have to hope that things can be better. Oh, and I want to tell you, I don't have a pillow between my knees. I'm actually sitting here comfortably talking to you, so this must be a... I thought I was going to be nervous and it was going to be shaking, but I'm just probably shaking because it's a little chilly outside.
Oh, wonderful, Trevor.
I'm absolutely fascinated with this young man.
I'm so glad you called.
Yeah,
well,
I am too.
I'd like to give somebody else a chance to chime in, though, if someone else has called in.
Okay. Trevor, thank you so much for being with us. And please email me your phone number. I'd love to call you. It probably won't be today, but in the next day or so, I'll call you and let's talk and let's get you on the air.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the time and the offer, and God bless everyone.
And the same to you, Trevor. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Trevor, thank you. Dr. Sheely and I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
The new frontier in human nutrition will be the exploration of how foods and herbs epigenetically affect our cells. Epigenetics is the study of how the DNA of the cell can be signaled to function in a whole new manner. It is already known that certain herbs change cells for the better via the epigenetic signaling system. This means that with proper signaling, you can feel younger, stronger, and even live much longer. The quality of the whey used in One World Whey is of a caliber that we believe is positively affecting the cells of your body via that epigenetic signaling system. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Is with us, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. And we were talking with Trevor, and I was asking him about how we think about the same things as other instructors. I was also thinking about Sharon in Montana. Sharon, welcome. Let's see. Oh, one more thing. Here you go. Sharon, welcome.
Good morning.
Okay. Am I there now?
You are here.
Okay, I had a couple comments on the stress. One, if someone wants to see the effects of stress on the body, they might want to read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, and it's by Bissell, I guess, B-E-S-S-E-L, Van Der Kolk, K-O-L-K. And it's a really interesting book because it talks about how stress, especially long-term stress, will affect your body. But my own comments, and I... Anyway, my own thoughts are that a lot of times we feel the worst part of stress because we feel like we're the victim, okay? And we feel a lack of control, sort of a helplessness, and more of a defeatist attitude, like, I can't, and there's nothing I can do, and, you know, and it just wears your body down, whereas I feel like there are some things you absolutely can't change. So my philosophy, it's not my problem. But there are some pretty big things, but there's a whole lot of things that you can do that make changes in your life. Like Trevor is mentioning, you don't have the money for wheat or bread. So what can you do then? Okay. You could feel depressed and stressed out, or you could say, okay, I think I'll talk to my neighbor. Maybe he'll trade me if I have this or that. It's more of a proactive way of looking at life to help reduce stress. Do you think there's some validity to that, Dr. Shealy?
Oh, absolutely. There are always alternatives. Virtually every situation I can imagine, there are alternatives, and you just have to choose the least stressful.
Yeah. Well, I've read stories of people like in concentration camps, and the people who came out a little better, there's no way the stress wouldn't affect your body in a case like that, okay? They can't get out. But when they took control of their little mini environment, they were healthier psychologically,
right?
You know, doing small things. And I know that there's some pretty big stressors in our world, but I also personally take the approach that these have pretty much always been in the world. We just weren't aware of them as much because of the interconnectedness of our media, and we can know what's happening in another country instantly. Whereas before, if somebody had a hurricane and you live in the Midwest, you might not know about it for 2 weeks, you know, or a week. And so I feel like we have so much knowledge that it does add more stress to us. And then a lot of people take on a lot of other people's expectations of them that may or may not be valid. You know, like you have to have a brand new car, you have to have a big old house, you have to have whatever people think, or you have to dress perfect or whatever. And so they're taking on a lot of stress that they need not take on. But that's pretty much all I had to say. I just can say this book is a really good book. I have an extended family member who's going through a counselor because of just a lot of past trauma in their life. And their counselor actually photocopied different chapters of this book so this person could kind of understand better why their body is reacting the way it is. So I just recommend it. And
Sharon,
that's all I have.
Sharon, I've looked it up while you were talking about it. And the book is class, if you missed it, it's called The Body Keeps the Score. And it's available on eBay right now for $1, $2 as a PDF. Or you can actually buy the physical book for about $8 shipped. So it's called The Body Keeps the Score by Bessel van der Kolk. BESSELLVANDERKOLK. Sharon, I wanted to mention something to you. I think you hit the nail on the head. So there are many times when I've been in the truck with our son, and we'll see someone on the side of the road with a trailer that has been not properly secured. And the guy will be having a problem. Either his load fell off and he'll need some help. And it's clear that it wasn't secured properly. And my son will look at me if I'm driving or behind the wheel. My son will say, it's not my problem. And what he means by that is just because someone is so stupid as to not pay attention and to be careless, that doesn't mean we have to fix his problem. And you know, it used to bother me when he'd say that. Now I'm right there with him. Any quick comments?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's not your problem. If somebody's in crisis, I'm totally there to help them. But a lot of things we don't have to take on. It's not our...
Right.
You know,
we don't have to help other people's stupidity. Sharon, anything else you'd like to say?
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.